Today's Bible lesson is entitled Faith or Fear? Faith or Fear? And our lesson comes from the book of Numbers, chapter 13. In the book of Numbers, chapter 13, and in this lesson, we're going to look at the 12 spies being sent into the land of Canaan. As you well know, two spies gave a good report, and 10 spies gave an evil report. For the sake of this lesson, we are going to look at Caleb and what his report was, to get a lesson for us today in having the spirit of power, love, and of a sound mind instead of the spirit of fear. First, we must look at the original promise that God had given to Moses concerning the land. It was a promised land full of promise. Now, let's turn to the book of Exodus, and in the book of Exodus, chapter 3 of Exodus, notice what the words of God have to say here in verse number 8, Exodus 3:8. The word of God says this, "And I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, to bring them out of the land unto a good land, in a lodge, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, under the place of the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites." God had promised to drive out the inhabitants of the land as well. If we go to Exodus 33, amen, in Exodus chapter 33, amen, verses 7, 1 through 7, we see here that God promised to drive out the inhabitants of the land as well in Exodus chapter 33, verses 1 through 17. We read, beginning in verse 1, "And the Lord said unto Moses, Depart and go up hence, thou and the people which thou hast brought up out of the land of Egypt, unto the land which I swear unto Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, saying, Unto thy seed will I give it. And I will send an angel before thee, and I will drive out the Canaanite, the Amorite, and the Hittite, and the Perizzite, and the Hivite, and the Jebusite." Now, so God promised to drive out the inhabitants of the land that he promised to the children of Israel. Now, note, when the spies returned from the promised land, that they had the fruit with them and showed it to the children of Israel. Now, let's turn to the book of Numbers, chapter number 13, and we want to look at verses 20 and 26. The Word of God has this to say. And what the land is, whether it be fat or lean, whether there be wood therein or not, be ye of good courage, and bring of the fruit of the land. Now the time was the time of the first ripe grapes. Notice verse 26. And they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel unto the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh. and brought back word unto them and unto all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. This is what is really something, if you think about it. They had the evidence of the promise of God being fulfilled in their hands, and still did not want to go into the promised land. You know, we do the same thing today. We have the fruit of God's word in our hands, and we are still hesitant to do what it says. Let's look at the fruit of fear. Note that their fear was based on a problem with perception. Most of our fear is a perception problem also, is it not? This is shown to us in Numbers chapter 13, verse 33. We read this, Numbers 13, verse 33. And there we saw the giants, the son of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were in our sight as grasshoppers. And so we were in their sight. You see, many times we are scared or hung up on what we think others think about us. Now remember this quote, we are not what we think we are. We are not what others think we are. We are what we think others think we are. Amen. If the truth was known, most people spend very little time thinking about us anyway, because they're too busy thinking about themselves. Amen. Now, the main fruit of fear in this case was that the children of Israel wasted the next 40 years in the wilderness and then died. How many saved, born again children of God have wasted many years and done nothing for God because of fear? So that's the fruit of fear. What it produced in the lives of the children of Israel because of their fear. Instead of taking God at his word that he promised a land to them, a full land, he promised to drive out their enemies. Instead of believing God, amen, their fear was based upon perceptions. What happened? They spent 40 years wandering in the wilderness and then died. And again, we do the same things as born again children of God. We waste so many years and do nothing for God because of fear. What we think others will think of us. Amen. Just think about it for a minute. Didn't you use that same fear when the Holy Spirit is moving you to witness to someone or hand them a gospel tract? Here comes that spirit of fear. Instead of believing God's word that we are to preach the gospel, we're commanded to go into all the world and preach the gospel, are we not? Amen. But we fear. Instead of claiming God's promise that his word would go forth and not return void, we have a perception of fear, what others would think of us. Now let's put our focus on Caleb. Caleb had another spirit, did he not? When we look at Numbers chapter 14 and see God giving out the punishment for Israel wanting to follow the 10 spies that gave the evil report. We see an interesting verse in regards to Caleb. Notice what it says about Caleb in Numbers chapter 14, verse 24. Numbers 14, verse 24. Notice what it says about him. But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him, and hath followed me fully, him will I bring into the land whereinto he went, and his seed shall possess it. Caleb had another spirit in him, amen, than the others. This reminds us, does it not, of the verse for us found in 2 Timothy, 2 Timothy with me, if you would, in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. Notice what the Word of God says. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. You see, my dear listeners, is born again, say born again children of God, we are to have the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind, and not the spirit of fear. When we compare this with Caleb's statement in Numbers chapter 13, verse 30, we see the same thing. Amen. His statement in Numbers 13, verse 30, he says, and Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. So when we compare this with Caleb's statement in Numbers 13:30, we see the same thing. We see power, do we not? Power. He says in verse 30, we are well able to overcome it. You see, Caleb was trusting the word of God in the power of his might. Notice what it says with me in the book of Daniel, the prophet, chapter 3, in verse number 17, we read this. Here we have three Hebrew children were cast into the furnace of fire by Nebuchadnezzar. And here's the statement that they make. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O King. Amen. And then notice with me, if you would, in Ephesians chapter 3, in Ephesians chapter 3 with me, first in verse, we want to look in Ephesians 3, verse 20, it says, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power, there's the power, that worketh in us. And then in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, we're told, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Not our power, but God's power. And then we see love, the spirit He's given us, God has given us not the spirit of love, of fear, but of love. As we go back to Numbers 13, amen. Numbers 13, in verse number 30, amen, we read this. Let us go up at once. Here we see his passion and urgency, do we not? His passion and his urgency. Look in 2 Corinthians with me. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 14. The Word of God says this. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. The love of Christ constraineth us, compels us. See, he had that love, Caleb, to say, let us go up at once. We see his passion and his urgency. Then notice in Galatians chapter 5 with me, Galatians 5, verse number 6, we read this. For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. Faith which worketh by love. Then we also see not only power love by Caleb's statement in Numbers 13, verse 30, but also a sound mind. Because we read that Caleb stilled the people. They were all riled up. He's saying, hey, hold it, take it easy. You see, just as power is connected with faith and love is connected with faith, so is a sound mind. Peace is directly connected to faith, is it not? Notice with me, in the book of Romans, chapter 5, Romans chapter 5, in verse number 1, notice what it says. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace, is at peace, with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Peace is directly connected to faith. And then in Philippians, the book of Philippians with me, if you would, in chapter 4, verse 7, here we go again. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Peace with God and the peace of God. Peace is directly connected to faith. Amen. Now, let's look at the fruit of faith. Again, we turn our attention to Caleb's statement in Numbers 13, verse 30. What did he say? Caleb said this, and possess it. Possess it. We do not see Caleb getting to possess the land until the book of Joshua. Amen. Amen. Joshua chapter 14. Look with me, Joshua 14, in verses 7 to 12. It says, 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to espy out the land and brought him word again as it was in mine heart. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt. But I wholly follow the Lord my God. And Moses sware on that day, saying, surely the land whereon thy feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance and thy children's forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. And now, behold, the Lord hath kept me alive. And as he said, these 45 years, even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness, and now, lo, I am this day 45 years old. Yet, as yet, I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now for war, both to go out and to come in. Now, therefore, give me this mountain whereof the Lord spake in that day, for thou heardest in that day how Ananakims were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. If so be, the Lord will be with me, that I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. It was 45 years after he had spied out the land. Amen? 45 years. Think about that. Now that in Joshua, the Caleb is still trusting that if God be with him, that he can conquer the land that God had promised to him. Amen. He didn't give up his faith in God. His possessing of the land was delayed, not because of him. No, because of the rebellion and the disbelief of the children of Israel. But he kept on trusting God. God said that Israel would possess the land, and he kept trusting in God's promises. Amen. And God kept him alive. And even at his age, as he mentioned there, he said, I am this day 80, that's 80 years, and 5 years old. 85 years old he was. And when Moses gave the promise to God, he was only 40 years old. Now he's 45, but he still, God had has kept him physically strong as he was still 40 years old. You see, he trusted, did he not? He trusted in God's promise. He had faith in God's promise. And as we saw, amen, power is connected with faith. Amen. God has given us the power to overcome. Love is connected with faith. Amen. Because we have faith in God. The love of Christ constraineth us to serve him, to be obedient to him, to go out and witness to the lost. And then faith. Amen. Faith. A sound mind is connected with faith. Because of your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, as we saw, you have peace with God. You're no longer an enemy of God. Amen. And you have the peace of God that passes all understanding. Maybe some of you listening today don't have that peace. Don't have that love. Don't have the power that you should have. Why? Because you don't have faith in the promises of God. Amen. You may be saved, born again, amen. But that's all you are. Faith. Amen. We saw the fruits of fear. Amen. God promised them the land. Go in, take it. I'm going to drive out the enemies. Those 10 spies came back, gave an evil report. Oh, the people there are like giants. We're like grasshoppers in this sight. They're going to kill us. Amen. They didn't think God could handle the situation. Even though he promised that those same people that were looked like giants, that he would completely drive them out and destroy them. No. They chose fear over faith. And it's disastrous. Just as they wanted 40 years in the wilderness and then die, if you're a saved, born-again child of God, and you have fear instead of faith, you're going to do nothing for God. Yet you'll die and go to heaven. Amen. You'll hit the judgment seat of Christ and get no rewards. Amen. Because just like the children of Israel, you kept going around in a circle because of your fear. You need to have faith in the words of Almighty God, what he said. You had faith in the word, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, thou shalt be saved. You believed in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, the gospel, according to the scriptures to save you. But he not only promised that, he promised many other things in the words of God to the Christian. Amen. And what your problem is, you're choosing fear over faith. The fruits of fear will disable you, immobilize you. You'll do nothing for the Lord. Faith will give you the power of God, the love of God, the sound mind of God. Amen. Just like he did for Caleb. And we saw the fruit of the faith of Caleb. Amen. 45, it was 45 years later, but he was able to go in and possess the land as God had promised. Amen. And God had preserved his physical health so he could go and physically take the land that God had promised to him. Amen. So, what do we learn today? You and I may not do great and mighty things in the eyes of man, but if you will be faithful to what God asks you to do, and let not fear paralyze you from action, then you can possess the promises that God has for you. I ask each and every one of you listening today, will you have the fruit of fear, my dear listener? Or will you have the fruit of faith? It's all up to you. You have to make the decision yourself. I've shown you clearly from the Word of God what the fruit of fear is and what the fruit of faith is. You choose. It's all the time we have today on the Pastor Study. This is Brother Gino. Thank you for joining me. Till we meet again, may God richly bless you is my prayer, and good day.